history interview with my mother, Rilda Paget, conducted by myself, Jonathan Paget, on March 17, 1995, at our home in Cartersville, Georgia. The subject of this interview is the early 60s and the Kennedy years. Also, part of this interview will have to do with a little of my mother's life. Miss Paget, where were you born?
I was born in Rome, Georgia, Floyd County, on April 6, 1945, at McCall Hospital.
Who are your parents, and tell us a little about them?
My parents are Donald E. and Catherine Levine. My mother is from Bartow County. My father moved here from Portland, Oregon. His parents came over here from Sweden. My grandmother came over when she was a small girl. My grandfather came over after he was a grown man, and they met each other and married.
What is your religion?
Baptist. I attend Zion Hill Baptist Church.
Do you have an occupation?
I'm a substitute school teacher at Cass High School here in Bartow County. I have been doing this approximately 10 to 12 years. I enjoy working with young people, and I only work with high school students.
Describe to us what your life was like in the 60s, in the early 60s.
I lived in a rural area of Bartow County. Cartersville is the county seat of Bartow County. I attended Cass High School here in Bartow County. The school had approximately 500 students. It was a community school. Back then, the main things to do in our area were to go to the drive-in movies and go to a place here called Beck's Drive-In to get hamburgers and that kind of thing. There was not that much to do here in the county, but back then the young people didn't seem to have to be entertained like they are now anyway. And rock and roll music was very popular. Elvis Presley was very popular. My favorite singer was Ricky Nelson. I enjoyed all of his records. We held our proms in the local gym. We did not go out of town and have these big affairs like the students do now. We decorated the gym ourselves, had our proms in the high school gyms. We had real good basketball teams. We wore bobby socks and low penny loafers to school most of the time, straight skirts, poodle skirts. We were not allowed to wear pants to school at that time, shorts. We all the girls had to wear dresses or skirts to school. And I think the discipline was tougher in the schools then than it is now.
So would you say, looking back on those times, that the times were better then than they are now as far as youth and enjoyment?
Well, I wouldn't say it was better. It was a different time. Things were simpler back then. We had simpler forms of entertainment than the young people are used to now. So I don't know that it was any better. I had a good time back in the 60s. I was young then. But I'm sure the young people of today would think times were probably boring back then.
Looking back on the 60s, a president by the name of John F. Kennedy came to take over power in the United States. How old were you when Kennedy was elected president?
I think I was 15, 14 or 15.
Do you remember anything about his inauguration?
The main thing I remember about his inauguration was the famous line from his speech, "That's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." I remember watching the inauguration, and I can remember that that line stayed with me even before I saw the speech reprinted in the paper and heard the comments on the speech.
Kennedy years were full of turmoil, as history books will tell us.
the Cuban Missile Crisis was probably his most main thing. What can you tell me about the Cuban Missile Crisis?
The main thing I remember was that was a time when we were very scared as young people because we knew there was a lot of talk going on about nuclear war and the possibility of war. And young people, myself as a young person, at times didn't tend to keep up with current events a lot. But I can remember being afraid, and I can remember how President Kennedy stood up to the Russians, and I also remember that this was the time that I felt like we were closest to nuclear war, and there were also there were a lot of people who built bomb shelters during this time. In fact, we have a man not too far from where we live that built the bomb shelter, and it's still over there. So it was a scary time, and I remember that the Russians moved their missiles into Cuba, and they were capable of striking some of the U.S. cities had they chosen to do so. And President Kennedy told the Russians that if they brought their naval ships in, that they would be stopped. And finally, Russia did back down. But this was a very scary time for me as a young person because I felt like that the threat of war was more real than it had been since World War II.
How would you describe or say that Kennedy handled the situation and how he presented himself?
I think he handled the situation very well. I think he was firm about his position. I think he was very firm with the Russians, and I feel like had he not been firm, they would have come on in with their naval ships.
More specifically, what do you remember about the Bay of Pigs?
Well, I just remember that this was, I guess what you would call the showdown of the situation. This was where they were going to bring their naval ships in, as far as I can remember, and President Kennedy just gave them the ultimatum that they either kept their ships out or we would strike their ships if they did not dismantle these missiles that they had put in Cuba.
Relating this to school, can you remember how people were acting? Did it seem to have a cloud over the schools, or did things seem to carry on pretty much as normal?
Well, pretty much as normal, but as I said before, I can remember the fear, and I can remember being afraid, and everyone else was afraid because nobody really knew what was going to happen.
Moving on to, well, before we go on to that, tell me a little bit about his wife, Jackie. What did you see in her and about her?
I admired Jackie Kennedy. I thought she was a very classy lady. She really led the women in fashion. People wanted to copy her clothes. They wanted to copy her hairstyle. Everyone seemed to admire her, and they wanted to follow her leadership with dress and style and things like that.
So then you would say that she was definitely a woman for younger women to pattern their lives after.
Yes, I think that was one thing that appealed to everyone about her, because she was young and it had been so long since we had had a young first lady, and I think that was one of her strong appeal.
How do you see her, or how did you think that she seemed to handle the Cuban Missile Crisis? Did she ever seem to be under much stress or what?
Jackie Kennedy was not
a first lady who became involved too much with the politics and the things that were going on. She mostly took care of the things going on at the White House, hosting the parties and looking after the children. She was not like some of our more recent first ladies who took the leading role with what was going on in the government.
As the Cuban Missile Crisis and all became to be a very big reality, how did Kennedy go about handling the country? Did he try to keep them calm, or was he very open about what went on?
Well, he tried to keep everyone calm, but one thing I noticed with Kennedy's press conferences, and by the way, he was the first president who did this. I think he kind of maybe patterned this closely, or kind of got the idea from Roosevelt's fireside chats, which I don't remember anything about any of those. That was a little before my time. But he called news conferences and answered questions, and I feel like he pretty much kept the public informed as much as he could without causing panic.
Did he hold himself together well?
Yes.
On the TV and during this time?
Yes. I always thought he gave a very good impression and kept his cool pretty much.
As everyone knows, Kennedy was very young, and this country seemed to like him until the day that he was assassinated. What do you remember about his assassination?
First of all, I'll go back and say a little more about President Kennedy. President Kennedy was a young leader. He was a person you felt like you could depend on for leadership. He was young, he was energetic, he was dynamic. He brought to the country an enthusiasm about the country. He made you feel good about the United States. He was very positive, witty. He was a good speaker. He was interesting to listen to. And I feel like he was a good leader. He, at first, one of the main objections a lot of the people had with him was the fact that he was Catholic. They were afraid of his religion. But I never saw where he ever let that interfere with the presidency.
Well, back to the question. What do you remember about the assassination of the president? We'll get to other stuff about your own personal opinions and everything later, but what do you remember about his assassination?
Okay, you mean like where I was and what I was doing?
No, I mean what do you remember about the actual stuff that happened at the assassination? Not, we'll get to the others later.
Well,
the events.
Okay, I don't really recall too many of the events leading up to the assassination. However, I do know that Kennedy was warned not to go to Dallas. And he chose to go anyway. And also, I think that the Secret Service men tried to get him, not only at Dallas, but through his presidency. They always were afraid because he insisted on riding in a convertible, in an open car. They would have preferred that he rode in an enclosed car, but he never would do this. He wanted to be close to the people. And I know he had stopped in another town and then flown into Dallas. And there had been, and here again, I don't recall the exact events, but one of the reasons he was going to Dallas was because there had been some unrest or some little problems in Dallas. So he chose to go to Dallas as one of his stops.